Right, fine. I appreciated what you said.
Sorry.
And I appreciate your note. Mike, I've just been talking to Larry on this matter of Stennis. The reason I've made such a thing about it is because, in my opinion, the Chiefs are the key, and what they will say in public would be more pro-treaty than what they will say under interrogation by Scoop Jackson with leading questions and Barry Goldwater and Strom, and where it's a much hotter atmosphere and where these fellas can be taken along a road which can be much more mischievous when they went. But if they go on record first in front of the Foreign Relations Committee, then it's more difficult for them to, even though they will still do this same thing with Stennis, the public record is there first. And they don't have to worry about what they said in private the day before. Now, I understand that there was an agreement made that John Stennis, by Max Taylor, that he'd come Wednesday the 14th, but no agreement was ever made, I'm sure, because nobody could possibly make it that he would hear the Chiefs first before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
No, that's
now, as I understand, he's around saying there was such an agreement?
Yes, that was his understanding. And
who with? Who was the agreement with?
Well, when I talked to him, I just mentioned Maxwell Taylor, and I suppose he assumed the chief of staff, at the same time.
No, but I understand that Max Taylor said he would be there the 14th,
that's right.
He didn't say he would be there before he was at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. What right, really, as a subcommittee of the Armed Services Committee, to hear on a bill, which on a major piece of legislation, chiefs of staff before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee?
No right at all, except that they've been trying to get Taylor and the chiefs for some time, and
well, you see, they had two chiefs, but they were having them on the comprehensive.
That's
actually
right.
They haven't got a juror. This is a matter, really, which is a Foreign Relations Committee matter, and which they also have a right, it seems to me, to explore. But for them to say that they should have the chiefs in private, which will be leaked in the most distorted way to Scripps Howe, because all that's already happened. See, 2 weeks ago, at the time that Averill was signing it, stories came out about the statements of the chiefs, but of course they were talking about the comprehensive. What I'm concerned about is that these chiefs will write in private a record which they will then feel obliged to sustain in public. Well, if we could get them on the public record and publicize that to the nation, then whatever was leaked out of the committee would have much less impact.
That's true, but I think that you get the backs of these people up. I think Stennis may come with us on the treaty, but I think he's being pushed by his committee.
But except he hasn't any right to... I think you can just say that, of course, you can have Max Taylor, but you've got... He has no right to say that we promised him, because nobody did, that he would have them before the... I mean, that's no... he hasn't any jurisdiction in the matter. What we're going to do is appease him in the hope that we might get him, and which we may or may not get him, and we take great dangers, it seems to me, in getting the chiefs of staff on in a sour way. That's what I'm concerned about.
That's true, but then what happens if there's a follow-up on this is he gets to the rest of the Armed Services Committee, and he weakens the strength we must have to pass the treaty.
Well, I think that what is your judgment about our saying to Stennis he can have Max Taylor the 14th? But
my judgment is that he'll come back and say, Mr. President, it was my understanding that I would have Max Taylor and the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, all right. Let's say he says he has Max Taylor and the Joint Chiefs of Staff on Wednesday the 14th. But that nobody ever said that it would be first, and that we will therefore get a statement of the Joint Chiefs, which will be submitted for the public record on Wednesday, perhaps Wednesday morning, to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Then that will be the public record. Then they're not going to be able to leak it on us. Do you have any objection to that?
Well, I can see your point, but then they'll pull out this leak that Larry told you about, I hope.
Yeah, but I told that cable was sent by with my full knowledge, because for the reasons that I'm now saying, I thought it was very important that they go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee before they go to the Preparedness Committee, and I would use as my justification for that this leak out of the Preparedness Committee two weekends ago, and therefore we're on very solid ground for saying that it should go. In the presentation of a case, we should have the right, it seems to me, to present our case. Then they should have the right, anybody wants, to rebuttal or examination. So it's quite obvious that what's going to happen is that they're attempting to cut across the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in an area where they have jurisdiction second to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee with the key witnesses in executive session, subject to leaking and subject to interrogation by Goldwater and others in private. Then when they get on the public record, they're going to be inhibited, it seems to me, by the private record they've made. Well, if they make the public record first, then what they say in private can't be leaked because they've already said they were for it. Now, I don't care about this cable. That cable was sent with my full knowledge. I don't know what it said, but I told them to get a hold of Fulbright and find out whether Fulbright wouldn't arrange his thing so these people would come first.
That's true. That's true, but...
Is that what the cable says?
Well, yes, to get them to appear before the Foreign Relations Committee.
That's correct.
And I have discussed this with John Sparkman, who's been doing yeoman work with Stennis.
Yeah.
And he, in effect, agreed with what I suggested in the memorandum I gave to Larry. I also want you to know, though, that anything you want to do, you go ahead and do it, and it'll have my full support.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm taking the votes.
I understand. The only thing is, John Stennis, who's a good fellow and everything, he's making up a story, or somebody is, when he says there was an agreement they would come first to him. What there was evidently was Max Taylor's agreement that he would come the 14th. Now, I would like to get these chiefs, because I regard the chiefs as key to this thing.
Yes.
If we don't get the chiefs just right, we can get blown.
Right.
I would like to get them on a public record before they go to the preparedness committee. Now, I will call you back, but I just wanted to find out whether we can get some evidence.